Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I'm Olivia Birch, and today I will discuss a variety of herbal emmenagogues. What is an emmenagogue, you ask? An herbal emmenagogue is a plant whose constituents help to induce the onset of one's period or menstrual cycle. They also regulate menstruation, through which they can treat certain premenstrual symptoms, as well as uterine tumors and infections. Often pungent or bitter, these herbs relieve blood congestion and clear blood clots. Increasing blood flow warms the blood and stimulates the heart. By promoting blood flow, they are also considered circulatory stimulants. In doing all of this, they also improve our blood quality. Why discuss this bloody topic, you may wonder? Well, at this moment, it is crucial to expand awareness and understanding for our female bodies as a means of protection. The Supreme Court currently threatens women's rights, and therefore human rights, by controlling our access to reproductive care, specifically our right to choose a safe abortion as an outcome for pregnancy. In this country, some statistics say ending a pregnancy is 14 times safer than carrying one out to birth. This is partially due to discriminatory practices against women, and specifically women of color, in our healthcare system. Therefore, with the discussion of herbal emmenagogues, I hope to inform listeners about an alternative option, as well as generally offer sound information about plants that can positively influence our menstrual cycle at any time in our lives. A surprising number of plants are emmenagogues, some of which are stronger and more effective than others. That is why it is oftentimes beneficial to combine herbs to acquire a specific result. For example, in order to effectively and speedily induce blood flow, other circulatory stimulants may be added to support the emmenagogue herbs. Many emmenagogues are circulatory stimulants themselves, but others, like ginger, black pepper, and cardamom, stimulate our blood flow in general and add a tasty and familiar flavor to something that otherwise would not be. Others, like prickly ash, simply potentiate herbal actions. Another example of herbal potentiation is pairing ginger or turmeric with black pepper to unlock the vital anti-inflammatory curcumins. And now for the emmenagogues themselves. They may cool our system down and fight uterine infection, calm intense emotions like anger and irritability before our period. They may heat us up and bring our moon if we are overexerted or very stressed or even very cold. They may be antispasmodic and relieve our pain and cramping, and some are diuretics that reduce swelling. As you can imagine, many of these are Venusian plants. First, rose flowers are wonderful female medicine, an emmenagogue, relieving heat and congestion, especially when combined with hibiscus. Fenugreek, an herb recommended to increase milk flow postpartum, is a stimulating plant that acts on our reproductive system, has expectorating qualities, and therefore promotes vaginal bleeding and is not recommended during a pregnancy that is desired. Angelica root or Dong Quai root, when roasted, is both a circulatory stimulant and an emmenagogue. Considered one of the best tonics for women, Angelica nurtures our uterus and promotes a regular cycle. It needs helper herbs to promote menstruation immediately, but taken once a week as a tea, it can also simply care for our uterus. Mugwort, an herb with a general affinity for the female system, is a renowned emmenagogue. She warms the lower abdomen, relieving cramps and headaches. Mugwort is said to strengthen the fetus, but also in combination with pennyroyal tea and ginger promotes menstruation, especially when it is due to nervous tension. Pennyroyal, a unique mint, clears the channels of the female reproductive system, promoting menstruation, relieving spasms, relaxing the uterus and its muscles. Parsley, a delicious herb that is rich in minerals and vitamins, is also a very effective emmenagogue. It promotes menstruation, but also relieves premenstrual cramping, headaches, and water retention. Other emmenagogues include chamomile, black and blue cohosh, jasmine flowers, myrrh, and hibiscus. Emmenagogues can regulate our periods, they can reduce PMS, and they can give women agency over their own bodies. Plants are for everyday people. That being said, herbal abortions are widely considered less predictable than clinical abortions. Thus, they are often labeled as unsafe. Considering this, if you do attempt an herbal abortion, consider informing yourself about styptic herbs or herbs that check excessive bleeding, especially those typically for postpartum cases, because those will certainly address uterine bleeding. Consult a local herbalist if you have one, and tell a well-trusted friend what you are up to in case you need to bring in help. I would like to make it clear that by sharing this information, I am not advocating for abortions. What I do advocate is access to quality information so women can make choices they feel are best for their bodies. Moving forward, it is important to understand dosage and timing. Often, herbs need to be ingested a few times a day in order to procure results. Additionally, some traditions like Ayurveda recommend taking herbs that work on the lower part of the body, including the uterus, but also purgatives, diuretics, and herbs targeting our colon before a meal. Herbs working on digestive functions are taken with a meal. And herbs for your lungs, heart, or brain are taken after a meal. So to get the best results with an emmenagogue, you must take the herb before you eat. That's all I have for today, folks. Remember, I am an herbalist and a geographer, not a doctor. Your health is always in your hands. Plants for the people, people for the plants. See you next week.